Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad I'm here, too. I'm in Detroit, Michigan. That's right, folks. I'm whooping it up on behalf of small business with the largest chamber of commerce, Metro Chamber of Commerce, on the planet, probably in the galaxy, and having a great time here at the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce at the Small Business Conference. And the lady sitting in front of me, Elaine McMahon, is Senior Vice President with Comerica. She is the chairman of this entire soiree. Elaine, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
It's good to have you here, and it's good to be here.
It is absolutely good to be here.
Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate you guys doing this. Tell us about this event.
Well, this is the fourth year that the Detroit Regional Chamber has hosted this event and the fourth year that Comerica Bank has served as presenting sponsor. It has been it was a brainchild of Dick Blouse, who is the head of the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
He really wanted to make sure that he was maximizing outreach to the small business community. And it's just been a terrific opportunity to assist all the small business owners.
Well, I'm so glad to hear you say that, because I think you know that the future of America, we're going to have our big companies. But the future of America is small business.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more.
And no community has to get that quicker than Detroit. Am I wrong about that?
You are absolutely on target.
Yeah. And there's got to be a lot of tough love. There's got to be a lot of truth-telling. There already is pain, isn't there?
Right. But I think what today is all about is also there's got to be a lot of outreach. You were remarking earlier that it's really important that big business be helping small business and vice versa, small business be helping the economy. What this is all about is organizations, larger organizations that have the resources, using those resources and allowing small businesses to lever off of them so that we can help them be more successful.
Well, and that's exactly some of the things that are going to be talked about today. I know some of the other speakers here. I know that what they're going to talk about. I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about what small business owners have to do. We've got to look two things. We've got to look to larger companies as our partners. We've got to be an integrated partner with those folks, not just be a vendor.
That's correct.
And companies like yours are looking for small business owners to be their partners, aren't they?
Absolutely.
That's one thing we've got to do. The other thing we've got to do, and you talked about outreach, we've got to reach out beyond our borders. We've got to do business outside. One of the things I like to do is I like to leave my community and go to other parts of the country and bring money back from there. And that's what small businesses in Detroit have to
Absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely. It's the world is getting to be a smaller and smaller and a flatter and flatter place.
As the author said, yes, that's exactly right.
Correct.
The world is flat, no question. Now, give us an idea about some of the events that are going to happen today.
Well, this is just a jam-packed day. You know, we have been planning since literally the day we had this conference last year.
Mm-hmm.
And the way we began was by going to past attendees, by going to the Small Business Advisory Council the Chamber has,
mm-hmm.
and finding out what is on the hearts and minds of small business owners. We tested the waters on that regularly through the course of the year, and it's probably no surprise as the year progressed, economic challenges became more and more of an issue.
Right.
But we really went to the people that were here for today
mm-hmm.
to ask them, where do you need the help? And that's how we devised the topics and identified the speakers.
Well done. And I'm glad you mentioned the Small Business Committee or Council.
Right.
Every chamber should have one of those.
You're absolutely
right. Of
course,
a lot of people, actually, in my opinion, every chamber should just be one of those. But sometimes you get a big chamber like Detroit, you have to partition the activity a little, don't you?
You do, and you just have to make sure you're really in touch with your constituency, because that's what they're here to do, to serve them.
Right. Now, talk to us about being a volunteer for something like this. I mean, this is a big project for you to take on. It's not like you don't already have plenty to do, right?
Well, that's true, but I'll tell you, in my 30 years at Comerica Bank...
Started when you were six. That's amazing.
Oh, well, you're going to get a kiss when this is over. No, it has... I have been, for most of that time, in small business. And I've done it because I love entrepreneurs. They're self-made people that believe they have an idea or a product or a service that they can sell and sell at a profit. And my hats are off to them every single day because of the challenges that they face and the successes that they have and the lessons they learn.
Well,
and it makes this fun because you really wake up in the morning and you go in the office, and when you leave at the end of the day, you know that you're helping to make a difference in people's lives. And these last 3 years that we've done this conference, seeing eyes light up, having people come up and tell us, wow, you know, that was really inspirational, or I'm really walking away with some great ideas that I can implement tomorrow. You know what? That makes it fun and it makes it fulfilling.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that. And ladies and gentlemen, you heard it right here. You hear the passion in Elaine's voice. She means this. I can see the twinkle in her eyes. And so I know she means that. And Elaine, congratulations and I'm proud of you for having that attitude. You just inspired a lot of people all across the country. And I appreciate that. The small business owners work a high wire act.
They sure do.
Every day without a net. And that's the reason why they're my heroes, and I know you feel the same way. Tell us about Comerica.
Wow. Well, Comerica is really the hometown bank. We are the bank in the state of Michigan that has been the longest tenured. We have a rich history, a real commitment to the marketplace.
SBA lender?
Absolutely, SBA
Good
lender.
For you. Good for you.
We do that nationally with great energy and passion, and we do small business nationally.
Mm-hmm.
While our flagship really began in Michigan, we have a significant presence in many other states, mostly in the Sun Belt, in Texas, in California, mm-hmm. in Florida. We've recently been entering with small business offices and branches in Arizona.
Is that right?
And we're really in many different states doing many different kinds of business.
You want to give
business.
Us a website?
Comerica.com.
All right. Pretty simple, huh?
Pretty simple.
I've got 30 seconds. What would you like to tell us about this event? Tell us about the people that who are going to be here.
Well, what I would like to do is to build off of your opening remark. I would encourage all your listeners to become involved in their chambers.
Right.
One of the reasons that this conference and small business is so successful in the Detroit metropolitan area is because of our regional chambers.
That's right.
They are outstanding men and women that work really hard because they care just as much as you and I do about entrepreneurs and about the success of the economy. And it has just been a privilege and pleasure to work with this great team.
Well, I'm privileged to meet you, Elaine, and I want to thank you for the work you're doing on behalf of all these small business owners who are going to be here today
and all
across the region. I've been a member of my chamber since 1977.
Good for you.
Almost 30 years. Elaine, well done, good luck, and thanks for being here.
Thank you for being here.
Quick break, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be right back with Alan Fishman right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, broadcasting live from Detroit.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.